poll, majority do not agree with how Biden handled the Chinese spy balloon. By Jacob Bliss on February 7, 2023. The majority of likely general election voters say that the Biden administration mishandled or should have handled sooner the Chinese spy balloon that traveled across the continental United States last week, a poll found. When 1,086 respondents were asked their opinion for a Convention of States Project/Trafalgar Group poll on how the Biden administration handled the Chinese spy balloon that traveled across the continental United States, 63.4% said that the crisis was mishandled or that the crisis should have been dealt with sooner. Only 36.6% said the Biden administration appropriately handled the crisis. Additionally, 58.8% said yes. They believe President Joe Biden should have taken quicker action to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon before it even entered U.S. sovereign airspace. In comparison, only 31.4% said no, and 9.8% said they were not sure. American civilians first discovered the spy balloon floating over their homes on Thursday. After the news broke, a senior defense official said last week, "We are confident that this high-altitude surveillance balloon belongs to the People's Republic of China." Then, after days of floating around the continental United States, the military shot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon on Saturday morning while it was over the Atlantic Ocean off the Carolina coast. South Carolina residents caught video footage of the spy balloon being shot out of the sky on Saturday by the United States military. The poll found that a majority, 59.2%, also feel that Biden's handling of the Chinese spy balloon made America look weak on the world stage. On the other side of that, 24.2% believe it had no impact on the perceptions of America on the world stage, while 10.1% said it made America look strong, and 6.5% said they were not sure. The Trafalgar Group/Convention of States Project poll was conducted on February 6 and 7 with 1,086 likely general election voters in the United States. There was also a 2.9% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.